Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's easy to use, and you'll love the results. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how the watch and jewelry store Tesserini at Bellagio was robbed last week. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So those of you who live in Vegas know that last weekend was really nuts. We first dealt with, let me put the baddest one first, which was there was a homeless man who actually shot and killed a woman. He also shot and injured another person. But the night before at 1 a.m. in the morning, the watch and jewelry store Tesserini at the Bellagio Casino was robbed by four men. They were young. I think they're in their 20s. They tried to reenact a movie where they wore tuxedos and animal head outfits. And, you know, there was like some suspicion that there were shots fired in the casino and all that stuff. But actually, they broke into the Tesserini watch and jewelry store with sledgehammers. They broke into the cases with sledgehammers, and the sound of that sounded like a gunshot. I believe there was one shot that was fired, an actual gunshot, but it had basically, the casino basically evacuated. Tons and tons and tons of, obviously, guests were terrified for their lives, hiding under tables, evacuating the casino. It was just not a good scene at all. Couple things. First of all, there was a guy that was standing outside who was kind of the lookout guy, and he was wearing a pig head. That guy, his name Sebastian Gonzalez, and he's gonna have an attorney appointed to him to represent him on felony, conspiracy, burglary, attempted robbery, and weapons charges. He wore a pig mask. He was waiting outside, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because A, you're standing outside, you're wearing a giant pig head, and you're in a tuxedo or in a suit or whatever he was dressed in, which doesn't make you look really good when you're just standing out there looking. You kind of stick out. So, you know, that's one thing. They broke in with sledgehammers. They fled the scene, and I guess an onlooker took the keys from the car, the getaway car that they were supposedly going to get away from. I believe Gonzalez pointed the gun at a police officer. He threw down his weapon and the jewelry and stuff, hid it under cars, and then he was eventually caught by the police. If you're going to plan something like this, make sure that your plans to get away are like solid. These guys try to get away, and either the keys weren't in the ignition or they couldn't start their car. Regardless, dumb move, man. Dumb move. It's just crazy. I mean, obviously, Rolex has stores that have Rolex have a reputation of, you know, obviously being at high risk. Rolex is, of course, the best-selling watch in the world, and they hold their value the best. So it doesn't surprise me that they broke into a store like this. Tesserini has been around for a long time. The Bellagio is one of the busiest casinos on the Strip, and you know they have, you know, the problem is it just disrupts everything, and it's a nuisance and it's a pain, and unfortunately spreads panic and fear. And you're doing it in such a public place, you know, like, it's just, I don't know. People need to get a clue because it's just disgusting that these things happen. I mean, I know it's a part of business. It's a part of, you know, that's the risk you take when you're selling luxury. It's the risk you take when you're in retail. It's the risk you take when you're in a busy place. Things can happen, and I get it. But, you know, it's, thank God, luckily, nobody was hurt. Nobody was, you know, nobody was injured. We don't know at this point exactly how much was taken in watches and jewelry. Obviously, it's a big deal when, you know, I mean, the way it was advertised, you know, four robbers rob a Rolex store. I mean, Tesserini has Panerai, they have Patek Philippe, they have all these other brands, but it doesn't matter. It's amazing that the weight of the name Rolex, you just assume that all they sold was Rolex, but they actually sell, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of different stuff. So it's a situation where that name alone single-handedly epitomizes the, who the jeweler is. It's like there, you know, it's, there's a lot of money stolen. It was all in Rolex watches. You know, Rolex has that name that immediately, you know, if you're interested in watches or jewelry at all, you're like, oh, Rolex, of course, I know what a Rolex is. So it's, when you look at it from that angle, it's pretty insane. But like I said, nobody was hurt. You know, I'm glad that no one was hurt. And it sucks that people had to run out of the casino and disrupt their lives for these four idiots. But they will be taken care of. They will be dealt with. I know this one guy that I told you about is in custody. I believe he was, you know, being threatened by the other men. So that's why he did it. He was only 20 years old, this Gonzalez guy. I don't know the story behind the other three, but whatever it is, it was dumb, it was stupid. I hate to say this, but in ways it's like another day in Vegas, but it's not. I mean, it's not like, you know, watching jewelry store robberies happen here all the time, but crazy things happen in this town. And on one hand, it surprises me. On the other hand, it doesn't. So anyway, definitely reach out to me if you have any questions. My email address is amitdevhond@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis of $150. If you buy a watch from me or sell a watch through me within a year, whatever commission I would make on either one, you know, I apply that $150 towards that. So you have an incentive to work with me to either buy or sell your watch. And at least you're getting somebody who's got the experience, somebody who's been in the business for over 25 years, somebody that will go to bat for you and look out for you and tell you the truth. You know, I have customers who think they're going to get millions of dollars for their watch when they sell it. And, you know, up front right away, I'm like, don't expect much. If it's not a Rolex or a Patek, or, you know, a hard-to-get IWC or Audemars Piguet or a Panerai, you're looking at 10 to 20 cents on the dollar is the most you can expect what your watch is worth. But then again, it just depends on the model. So just please keep that in mind. Definitely visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can see my bio, you can see pictures, wrist shots, access my podcast, my videos. It's a very comprehensive place to go for watches and get updated. Also, I'm very active on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a one-and-done process. You get a weekly email newsletter of what's going on in the watch world for the week. You can do that by going to www.AmitDevHonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.